Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You haven't really talked about the Knicks at all. And now we are sitting here on June 17th, where nowhere closer to them picking a coach. I know they're going to interview Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins this week, but nor should they rush. There's no reason to rush at this point. I don't think there's another vacancy in the league, so they're really the only team looking. But as you get further and further away from this now, have you... I think you're a Knicks fan. Have you turned your attention now to what is coming, or have you gotten over this whole thing? Because I know you didn't like the move that they made.
No, I hated it. Like I stated earlier, it felt like an end of an era that we were just coming. I think Knicks fans would finally realize we didn't have a product that was a laughing stock, right? Like people are starting to respect the Knicks in its entirety, from front office down to the floor, and to see Tibbs get the boot after arriving in the Eastern Conference Finals. Valid, we didn't get the output we wanted, but I think a lot of us walked away into next season like, yeah, we're coming along. Like, this thing is trending upwards, right? And to see this team now in a place of disarray because Tibbs is no longer in the building, I don't know where we go from here, right? Because I feel like if anybody set the team in a trajectory where they could be respected, they're competing hard, we got superstars and Brunson and Towns, and you can, you know, Mikal Bridges and everybody else, OG and company, man, it felt like we had a system that can travel. I think that's the biggest thing with sports. When you have a product on the floor, can they travel? Meaning, when any building they step into, people want to see them, and two, they can win on the road.
Right? We know they could do that.
And we know we can do that. We have that. So to see that all kind of now dwindling in the wind is like, how did we get here? Like, there was before Tibbs, we were the most incompetent franchise in all of sports. Now it's like we open that door back again, and we're like, "What? How do you fire a coach in Tibbs and don't have anything to reload or to show face for?"
They've certainly created more question marks than they needed to. They were, you know, coming off the loss. I think we all agree they needed to get a little bit better because the way things shook out, they weren't as good as Indiana. I think what you said,
Indiana
too,
just had another gear. Let's be honest,
they did,
and I think it was bigger than just the bench rotation.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Our bench was competitive, they just wasn't on the level as Indiana.
Fair enough.
Just had another gear.
I think when you look at the way the season did end to where we are now, the question would remain to me was, were they good enough? Clearly, if you're hearing rumors about other players the Knicks are going to go after, that would tell you that even the front office doesn't think the roster's good enough. So that would tell me, that also means the coach has taken them to a level that matches their talent level. I think they could have beaten Indiana.
But I don't feel like we hit a ceiling, do you?
I don't either. Okay. I think they were still on the ascent to where they're going, and now you're, you know, it's interesting how no matter what host, no matter what expert says it, the narrative is he's not a championship head coach. Well, you know what? You're not until you are. You know, if you look at, you know, you're talking about Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown. Last time I checked, neither one of them won either, and Mike Brown had LeBron James.
But I also think
they won with LeBron James. They went to the finals. They didn't win the finals with him.
And I also think it's a horrible look that a lot of these doors are getting slammed in their face.
I agree.
I think that's even like that's even more of a pungent smell when you talk about from a standpoint a team that landed in the Eastern Conference Championship. You have stars littered on this roster, and coaches aren't even attempting or having a conversation with the Knicks.
Well, the one that's out there is well because they're not allowed because they're under contract.
But what about Billy Donovan?
So, well, the Bulls said no. Like you can't just start talking to them. The one that keeps popping up. Even though the report over the weekend was the Mavericks, stern no, not a chance. That keeps coming up that he's still the front runner. Okay, I guess. Apparently Dallas is now going to say, talk to him. I don't see that happening, but maybe it will. And I think if they ended up with Jason Kidd, they would have done well. The problem with that is they're not close to getting Jason Kidd, and the answers out there are not NBA championship level. Taylor Jenkins, yes, he's had a couple of back-to-back 50-win seasons. You know who else did that? With the Knicks, and you know what worked with the Knicks? Tom Thibodeau. So, like, these alternate plans and coaches. I mean, the Knicks had Pat Riley. They didn't win the NBA championship. The Knicks had Jeff Van Gundy. They didn't win the NBA championship. And we treat Thibodeau like he's a piece of trash that he reached his ceiling. I don't buy it.
I'm going to throw a name out there. Now, obviously, you're just shooting. Is Mark Jackson really a nut? Is that not a serious consideration?
I don't think he is. Okay. I don't think, and I know Stephen A. Smith was on that last week or a few days ago.
Correct.
And there have been teams that have also called for their team, like fans calling for their team to call on Mark Jackson. I don't know what it is. I know he had a couple of odd things happen off the floor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's weird. It's almost like he's gone. And we saw him on TV on ABC. He did a good job. He knows the league. For whatever reason, he never really seems to be a candidate. And I don't know why that is.
Somebody call Tibbs back.
Yeah, that was Gio. No.
Bend the knee.
That is not
happening. Bend the knee and go back.
That is not going. There's no way that's going to happen. Terry in Farmingdale. What's up, Terry?
Hey, I was just wondering, do you think the Knicks would have the audacity to come out and say, you know, unless they get Jason Kidd, would they have the audacity to come out and say, yeah, we got the guy we wanted. You know, this is the guy we wanted the whole time, you know.
Here's the problem with that.
We don't even know who's the guy they want.
Well, we don't, but Terry, more than that, you're talking...
Well, you kind of knew it was going to be Jason Kidd, right? I mean, that's an eight.
That too, but the other issue with what you're asking is they don't talk to the media. So for them, they'll have a press conference with, I think, invited guests, but I don't think they have the all-out press conferences anymore. So you might get scripted questions or the one-on-one, you know, well, they'll do it for TV. That having been said, no, they couldn't do that because clearly their number one choice was Jason Kidd. I don't think... Now, the Johnny Bryant stuff was out there initially.
Yeah.
That has really cooled off, and the Kidd thing seems to be who they really want to go after. But last time I checked, he didn't win an NBA championship either.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, they got there, but they didn't win. How come he didn't reach his ceiling? Did he win in Milwaukee? No.
No, but I think there's a lot of talk about him having different ideologies and kind of having different systems.
Yeah, and Brunson's relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand all that, and I'm not saying they wouldn't win with him. My point is you can't just have this blanket comment that this one's not a championship coach, but these guys we want to bring in who also haven't won an NBA championship are. That's not fair.
Well, I think the wishful thinking was like if you bring in a Jason Kidd, that may warrant a Giannis. That was.
How are you getting him? A lot of people say that. With what? They want Karl Anthony Towns. Like if I'm the Bucks and I'm getting rid of Giannis.
If you're able to let go of Towns, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say a Bridges.
It's a big if.
Right. All this is hypothetical. We're living in this world right now. You get rid of that, but you're also able to acquire Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis. Mm-hmm. His dad was assistant in the G League for the Knicks organization. Now you're talking about having Jason Kidd, possibly Giannis, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Jalen Brunson. I can live in that world.
But why couldn't the coach you had live in that world?
Well, because, my only knock on Tibbs, we went to our bench way too late in the playoffs. Like, Shamet, Precious Achiuwa, those guys should have been in rotation during that Celtics series.
Okay.
The fact that when we got to the Eastern Conference Championship against the Pacers, and we didn't play them till game three.
You think that's why you lost to the Pacers?
I think we were smoked. I think physically we were smoked.
I think you lost because you missed free throws down the stretch in game one, and OG and Anunoby dropped the ball that almost hit him in the face. That's why you lost that game, and in turn, why you lost the series. I think if they win that game, they win the series. I really do.
Well, you can't lose game one. You're up 18 points, and you allow Naismith to hit with 8 three-pointers in a row.
Confidence.
Oh, my God.
That place, after they beat the Celtics, New York City was on fire. If they would have finished out that game against the Pacers, you're thinking
they would have had to call. They would have had to call the Navy SEALs, damn the National Guard.
Yes, they were not losing that series.
Yeah, I agree.
They weren't. That's why, to me, it's all excuses. And the fact that what you're talking about, again, proves that they're not good enough. If you're talking about Giannis and getting, so I guess we weren't good enough then. You can't have it both ways. Was it the coach or was it the fact the team wasn't good enough? Because if you're going to have wholesale changes, you're telling me and admitting the team wasn't good enough. Oh, I got him. He's speechless.
Because it's frustrating.
I agree.
It's frustrating being a Knicks fan who was tweeting all my friends, go to hell, this is our year. Bing bong, right? I went around all playoffs and bing bong. You know, I was the arrogant Knicks fan that the nation hated to see. I was the guy who was climbing the billboards. You know, I was the guy who's hitting the Indiana Pacer fans over the head with trash. I was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So to see us end in that fashion, it's heartbreaking.
I know it was.
And
I
to
know.
See our coach that I was proud to say is our coach. Like, Tibbs represented that blue cup of coffee that the New Yorkers walk around with on their way to work. Tibbs with the three clonk, the lettuce, right? The damn lettuce. I was proud of the three strands of the lettuce. The fact that he graced that sideline with the scrowl, that grimace, it felt very Parcells-like to me. Mm-hmm. So to see that era in when we just, we lost to a better Pacers team, I give you that. But it felt like we were on the rise. So, it's hard for me to swallow where we're at right now. And I'm a fan of World Wide West. I like Leon Rose, right? And to feel like James Dolan was like, oh, enough curtain call? Like, I'm heartbroken by it.
Yeah, because
this is the main reason I'm not watching the NBA Finals as thoroughly as I would.
That's what Josh Hart said, too. Like, he just can't bring him, or Jalen Brunson. So on the Roommates podcast, said cannot bring himself to turn it on. Hart said he watched it for like 5 minutes and turned it on.
Every time I've turned on the game, I've watched it a total of 20 minutes, and then I go to YouTube highlights, play it, and then I read.
That annoys you.
And I write, and then I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
Because I went to game five in Boston when we got smoked by the Celtics, and I was the arrogant Knicks fan that went up to the Boston Garden and was talking crazy to all these Celtics fans with 50 Dominicans and 20 Puerto Ricans. And it looked like the Caribbean World Series. I was going crazy. So I was that guy. So now it's like I got this mudslinging in my face, and it's unnecessary. Especially when we finally got a team we love and we embrace. The last team we loved and embraced like this was our 90s Knicks. That's the reason if you're at the Garden and you see Starks and you see Ewing and you see LJ and all those guys, they didn't win anything. They didn't do anything. But we love them like Greek gods.
Yep.
And this is how I started to feel about this team, this New York Knicks team that we love this year. And now it's like, man, how are we going in reverse?
One before the break, Eric and Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Jerry, Willie, how are we doing, boys?
Good, how are you doing?
Love that you guys are talking Knicks here. And I mean, I completely agree with you guys. I was also in the same camp that I I wanted to keep Tibbs. I wanted to give it another run. And I don't understand all these people that are saying, well, the Knicks have a plan. I would love to know what that is. And Facts. If their PR team is part of it, then that team needs to be fired. Because what are we doing? Like, to me, like, as soon as this happened, you knew it was Jason Kidd or bust. That's it. Period. Stop. It's going to be Jason Kidd. And the problem with that is that if that doesn't happen and he doesn't, you know, create some sort of circus and drama to try and get out of Dallas, then it's going to be Johnny Bryant. They're going to try and sell us that Johnny Bryant is who they really wanted this whole time, and it's going to be amazing. And my concern with that is that this reeks of stolen, and then the next person to go is going to be Leon Rose.
That is correct.
And then we're back to where we were for 20 years.
Yep. That is correct.
And that terrifies me.
And Eric, that is the biggest concern of all, is that if he walks out the door, the guy that really helped build this, now you're starting from zero again.
Yeah.
So we shall see. It's very... The predicament they have put themselves in is interesting.
But Jerry, before we go, yeah. The problem is we shouldn't be here.
I agree. I'm with you. From day one, I've said
damn the loss. Yeah, we lost. That's sports. But we shouldn't be here, like where we could be possibly back to square one.
Should
like,
be worrying about the draft and free agency.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.